state lawmakers and their staff spent the weekend preparing the final draft of bills for a floor vote this week. On Friday, legislators announced agreement setting aside $30 million to deal with the homeless crisis. Conferees want to create special zones for homeless. Some call them safe zones or Ohana zones or Kokua zones. It's not an approach state and county homeless coordinators fully embrace. Homeless villages have been tried at Ala Park and Haleiwa on Oahu, as well as on the Big Island recently, with limited success. On Friday, Representative John Mizuno shared a personal story about his brother who died homeless and how he hopes lawmakers' efforts this session will make a difference.
Never brought this up, but it has affected me and the way I think about homelessness and how we need to help our people. So I think that by passing a $500 million plus bill for affordable housing, that's the end game. And by passing over $50 million for homeless, that's a start game. And together, we can provide homeless stability and healing and eventually transition to permanent housing. I think this year is the most comprehensive year that we've ever dealt with in homelessness. Not only the funding, but the way we targeted it. We used many different approaches. And I think this is probably the greatest year ever for the Hawaii State Legislature in dealing with homelessness and affordable housing.
Lawmakers have been kicking the safe zone idea around for a decade now. The idea hasn't been warmly met because of concerns about where these sites will be established. Representative Della Albalati talks about the compromise that she hopes will have safeguards and flexibility.
So the $30 million is appropriated as a lump sum to the governor's office, to two agencies that he will designate, one that's going to be responsible for construction, another for homeless services. We are looking at sites on up to three sites on Oahu, one on Kauai, one on Maui, and one on Hawaii Island. We're giving the governor flexibility because he can identify the public lands that could be available. And we hope also, just like we're doing here today, to partner with the private community, the private businesses who can help us to bring up some of these Ohana zones quickly. You know, the model from the beginning has been Kawahiki villages. So we know that the governor's office has been working diligently, and we hope that they will move quickly with the funding that we provided them and continue to do the due diligence to identify the sites. We believe they're close to identifying some sites on Oahu, and we also know that they're in conversations with members of the county. I will also say that because it's a mix of funding and it's very flexible, what might work on Oahu may not work on Maui or Kauai. Kauai may be ready and quick to bring up something, and then they could use funds for operations. That's really going to be a discussion between the governor and the county representatives. So we were very clear that we don't want tent cities. We want to give the governor flexibility in the language of the conference draft. You're going to see that these Ohana zones are going to be on public lands. They can have certain secure dwelling spaces. They will have places like hygiene centers, possible communal kitchens. But again, we want to emphasize that it's going to be different for every island. So there's really going to be flexibility for the governor to work with the community as well as the purchase of the homeless service providers to design what an Ohana zone will be appropriate for a community. I think what we have to do is we're going to proceed carefully, and we trust that the governor will also proceed carefully. But we know that the not in my backyard doesn't really work anymore, because you know what? The homeless are in our backyards. They are on our streets, and we see them every day, every night, and we know that we have to do something. So I think this is the time for innovation. This is the time for creativity. This is the time to pull together. So we have been working with the governor's office, and we have some ranges. You know, we're looking at some sites that might require about $5 to $6 million in capital improvements. We know that to bring up some of these the services around these Ohana zones might be program costs of about $1.5 million. So it's not pulled out of nowhere, but it is a large number because it represents the commitment of this House and Senate to address these problems and to give the governor, the county mayors, all of the community flexibility to find and design the solutions proper for our communities. I also think that the numbers that we're looking at are going to be manageable on sites that are manageable, and that we will have the kind of support services around these Ohana zones committed. You know, it's not a far leap. We do have the Family Assessment Center in Kaka'ako that is running well. That is another model that we have that can for other Ohana zones. So it's not impossible to do, and I think, you know, we've demonstrated as a community that we have homeless service providers that are willing to step up to run these places.
That was Representative Della Albalati at a news conference Friday afternoon announcing details of the homeless funding plan that will be voted on this week.